Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons OC, Zach Robinson, you know, we've talked about the numbers with Kirk Cousins over the last three games. I'm not going to harp on that yet again. But according to his OC, he doesn't think that Kirk has played, that his play has been poor over the last three game stretch as much as people, media, you know, out there do.
Absolutely. The quarterback's always going to get, you know, too much praise and too much criticism depending on how the game goes. So, you know, I thought the New Orleans game, he played really well. Obviously, there was one, you know, the interception towards the end of the game is what everybody sees. But for the most part, that game was pretty clean. Like I mentioned, the Denver game put that one on us. And then the things that we can clean up from last week. But I haven't viewed it as much of a, you know, consistent theme, I think, that maybe other people have. But it is what it is. That's your guys' job. And it's our job to, you know, coach these guys. And it's those guys' job to perform on Sundays. And that's certainly what comes with the territory.
I think what he's saying is completely fair, right? You lose games in a number of different ways. We're all hyper-focused on the fact that they're 0-3 and with a bye week sandwiched in their last 3 weeks. And I think it's completely fair of Zach to come out and say, look, doesn't mean he's played extremely poorly. I would argue back at Zach, and Zach, you know, mentions the media. That we've talked about it. Zach was with PFF 5 or 6 years ago. I would argue back at Zach then. And I think he says it like, hey, part of this is on us a couple of weeks ago in Denver. You know, I thought he played pretty good against New Orleans. But when you haven't thrown a touchdown pass in three straight games, I would argue back a little bit on that. And I know that that doesn't mean he's played poorly, but it also doesn't mean he's going out and winning games. And I think that's where a lot of media, fans, everybody else watching look at it and go, okay, well, then we need to start producing more touchdowns. I think that's fair to say as well.
I don't disagree with you. I always come from it from the you guys are like journalists, from the reporter mind, right? So journalists. I'm not ragging on Kirk Cousins where I say the stats. I'm just giving facts.
Yeah, but I think
and I know, but the facts also, I know what you're going to say, cuz they can be misleading when you're not for actually sure watching the game as a whole, right? Or understanding it everybody's roles within that offense. So it does not, and I know this, and I'm sure a lot of people out there do know this, it doesn't all fall on the quarterback, but that is what you see, and that is because he's the leader of the team, and like Zach Robinson said, yeah, that's the guy that's probably going to get, you know, most of the praise when things go well, and the bad stuff when they don't.
But, yes, and Zach is too. Zach gets blamed times when it's unfair. Like, Dylan, can you... I hate doing this on the air. We don't have to talk about it. Play cut 11. So before we get to this, there was a play at the game where Zach Robinson got a lot of criticism because I was talking with Harry Douglas in halftime. Me and Harry were talking. Harry's like, man, the game plan was going so well. You moved the ball so well. Why would you run a jet sweep? And it looks silly. But Zach talks about it and says, like, it wasn't really the way it was supposed to run.
Yeah, I would say the first one, we got mixed up on the play call, not to get too far into it. And then the second one, I did not love the look that they ended up giving us. Obviously, you call a play and you feel convicted about it. But after the result of it, you're like, well, that was stupid. So you like it when you call it. They played a different defense than anticipated. And then, like I mentioned, the first one, we just got a little bit mixed up there with the motion.
No, I don't like the second explanation because I think you need to
You gotta have safety net built in.
Yes.
You have to.
Thank you.
That's how you design plays. You go and say, what's the worst thing that can happen, and what do we do if that happens?
But the first part, well, what happened? We don't know what happened.
So just so people that are listening, the first speed sweep was a speed sweep to Drake London, right? Where mm-hmm. Derwin James makes the play off the edge, and Ray-Ray McCloud can't get him blocked because he's blitzing off the edge.
Yeah.
And Ray-Ray's too far detached from the line of scrimmage.
So what happened was, I mean, it might have been the wrong play call, like as in Kirk heard the wrong play call, or so many things. And I'm saying all that to say that so many things happen in a play that it is impossible, unless you're in a huddle, it is impossible to say 1,000,000,000% sure that's exactly what happened. And that's why he said what he said about, well, you know, I thought he played good in New Orleans. The Denver game's on us. And he didn't come out and say it, but we can. If you go back and watch the game, Kirk played pretty bad against Minnesota.
Denver.
No,
LA.
LA. Thank you. And so there's really only one game they feel he played terrible in. Is the point, right?
Well, his play has brought about some questions. We did play an interview from Dukes and Bell with Coach Raheem Morris, where, you know, Duke straight up asked him what's wrong with Kirk Cousins, and what that means is he's asking about just how he feels and if there's anything going on injury-wise, right? I know Mike and Bo, you guys pulled up a stat when it comes to maybe the zip in his throw.
His velocity, I think he was the first quarterback this year not to hit more than 33 miles an hour on his throws this past Sunday, and that's really astounding when you think about it. He's the first one in the NFL not to do that, so there hasn't been as much zip, Tiff.
So here's Zach Robinson on why they focus on Kirk's right knee bend in his throws.
Yeah, that's, you know, really where all your power is. You know, whether you're a baseball player and you're a batter or a pitcher, you get into that loaded position on your, you know, inside half of your back leg. That's where all your power is at. So certainly that's stuff that you emphasize with every quarterback, you know, dating back to Pop Warner football. And Kirk's heard that a bunch, you know, with Coach Yates and DJ, our quarterback coaches. So we'll continue to emphasize that, knowing that when that is right, he's got a lot of juice still. So we just got to make sure the fundamentals are clean at all times.
I didn't think he was stepping. When we went back and watched, I thought he rushed some throws, wasn't stepping into some. Like the Mooney one doesn't look like he steps into it at all.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a back foot throw. And I didn't think that it didn't feel like the pressure was that intense. You go back and look, you barely talked about Khalil Mack or Joey Bosa in any point in the game.
Yeah, I think as the game moved on and as things got more dire for the Falcons, you knew they were going to continue to pass the ball a little bit down the stretch. I think the pass rush kind of opened. But, guys, it brings us back all the way to week one, does it not? Remember when Zach Robinson put in that game plan in week one? And we're all excited for, you know, the beautiful mind that Zach Robinson is and the cerebral ability of Kirk Cousins. And then you look at the game plan, you go, what on God's green earth did I just watch? Like, you're watching the game plan going, that was your game plan for TJ Watt? That was what, you know, that's what you decided to do? It reminds me of that game because coming off of that game, every single one of us, we had not seen Kirk in preseason, every single one of us came out of that game going, there's no way that Kirk's healthy and that's the game plan you put together. And I think that all these weeks later, to 11, whatever, 12 weeks later, we're asking the same question because of the lack of drive off of that back foot.
Well, And we all put it on Zach Robinson with the game plan. Our show did. We went back and watched. I heard other people talk about, you know, Cousins. I still don't think Cousins is hurt. I just don't think he just made really bad decisions. It was almost like, you ever have that day where you wake up and you maybe didn't get enough sleep the night before, or you got too much sleep and you were just spacey and you didn't think clearly, and you're like,
all
man, I can't think right today. Maybe he didn't eat 90 grams of protein for breakfast, that was the problem. I don't know.
Do you remember when we talked about the throw he made down the seam to Darnell Mooney? And Arch asked him, and he was like, you know what? It's just one of those times where you put your guy up to bat, and you know he's going to win for you.
Against Tampa.
That's right. That is what it looked like he tried to do multiple times, put guys up to bat. He called them opportunity balls. And it didn't work out for him. And not only that, but it wasn't even close.
Well, they were opportunity balls without the opportunity.
The opportunity for the Chargers.
I'll admit for us, yeah.